"Where have you been, Luca?" is what Twilight fans might have been saying awaiting the series' return to the big screen. The cult classic franchise reappeared in theaters this Halloween weekend in honor of the first novel's 20th anniversary. One of the five movies screens each day, with the last airing on November 2nd. The movie's return to theaters brought out old fans and some new, like Javea Boyer.
"I've never seen it in theaters before, so this is my first time and I'm actually really excited."
Boyer attended the screening of the first movie with her friend Sahara Lee, a longtime fan of the series. The movie is the perfect intro to their Halloween plans.
I'm going to see New Moon and Breaking Dawn Part 2 as well as this one.
I'm just shooting the first and last because I'm partying any other day. So,
Halloween weekend.
It starts now, today. Yeah.
Some fans even came in costume or wearing t-shirts of their favorite characters. Evanston bookstore co-owner Betsy Haberl wore wolf ears as she attended the screening with her co-workers.
"We learned that these two are mega fans of Twilight and committed hard, I'd say, to all Twilight experiences. We had a party at our bookstore that was bedazzling copies of the 20th anniversary editions."
Even after 20 years, the series' impact continues to be felt in pop culture as it reaches new and younger audiences. Zoe Bergay and Catherine Muyen believe one reason for this is Twilight's strong fan base.
"I say age is like fine wine. Okay, it only gets better with time.
It's like transition from millennial to Gen Z now too, which is nice."
While many might think of the series as a battle between Team Edward and Team Jacob, Ali believes it's had a much greater influence.
"I mean, it literally changed the entire vampire culture in media. Like, it's definitely just mentioned in so many things. It's huge. So I feel like the impact is still there."
The screenings drew in a large community of Twilight fans, filling most seats in a local Evanston AMC theater. The in-theater experience changed the way even longtime fans viewed the movies.
"It was so fun being in there with like all the people who were like laughing.
It was so much more funny.
And so the lion fell in love with the lamb, and audiences continue to fall in love with the kooky and dramatic story of Twilight. For WNUR News, I'm Olivia Payne.